Hello and welcome to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is great to be back here with you, Jordana.
We are back.
We're back.
I haven't seen you since we had our tour.
It's first been leg a of bit. Our tour. It was, yeah. I mean, let me just say, those shows were
phenomenal.
Events. You're the people that came out. Thank you. We're taping this a little out of order, so you're getting your thank you 2 weeks after.
Yes.
Because last week's episode we
had pre-recorded.
I mean, it was Tyler Cameron week. I mean, it was crazy. So
who knows what day it is anymore?
We don't
right?
even know. Yeah. Right. Like, listen, I was taken away by his beauty, but I do have to say, if you're a new listener here, thank you for coming on board, because we're sure that after hearing a Tyler Cameron episode, you're like, well, I got to stick around for more.
Exactly.
And so we want to say that the shows were amazing, and we want to thank you all for coming. We're not done yet. The tour continues. I love, you know what was fun for me? Seeing you on the road.
Me?
Like, I go, yeah. I travel every week.
I feel like I get a different take on you. I get a different.
You get it
a
little bit.
I know how you are.
You understand
now. Yes,
my lifestyle is a little different, and I travel every week. And then getting to be with you on the planes and seeing you. And at one point, yeah. I remember you were like, "Man, eating is kind of tough on the road." And I'm like, "Yeah." This is the life. You're like, I had to choose between
you're
which
like
place.
A single mom when someone's like, you know, like parenting might be kind of tricky.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hello.
Wow, this flying thing is kind of tiring. I know. Right. I'm fucking dying here.
I have no idea how you do it. That's a young person's game.
Here's the thing. With traveling, the underrated part, everyone, it's easy to look at someone and go, boo, oh, you sat in a chair for a couple hours. That's the easy response.
Right.
What you don't remember is when you travel, it's not 8 a.m. every day. It's 10 a.m., 6 a.m., 4 a.m., 10 p.m. It all changes.
So
there's no consistency, and that's why it gets tiring after a few days on the road.
Right. There's no consistency. You're constantly kind of moving. It doesn't really even matter what city you're in, because you don't really get to see it.
Not really.
So it's kind of like, you know.
So when people tell
I'm like,
you,
oh, I'm going here for the first place. It's going to be great. It's like the only thing I saw was the Starbucks around the corner.
We did get a nice day in Chicago.
Chicago, we got to a day early.
Which
so
I love.
Cool.
I mean, I love Chicago in general. But it is one of those things that, like, when that's why I complain about so much about when people give suggestions for restaurants, because, like you said, we're there for only a few hours, and then I'm going to spend an hour of my time at Fat Joe's Slop Factory.
Right, because you love it.
Because I have to have the 30 burger special. Like, no, I don't want, I have a half hour here. Let me have a salad that's got a cool side. You know, like, that's what I, you know, so. But listen, it was a great time traveling with you. The shows.
We're doing it again.
We're doing it again.
Next month, summer is over.
It's over, baby. It's fall. Fuck season.
Exactly.
We talked about it a few episodes before. It is, I think fall is the time to be, like, it is fall to me. I had a friend, he was like, oh, he was talking about, like, someone was talking about, like, getting out of college, and it's like, life begins. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, are you kidding me? Fall of, like, the first 4 or 5 years out of college was way crazier than any fall they had in college.
Football Sunday, all these, you know.
The randoms. That's the best part. Because you're coming in contact with people. Summer, you planned ahead to be with a certain crew.
Yeah, and you've seen them all fucking summer.
All summer. Now you come into fall, new people move to town, new jobs, new apartments, new bars. You got your crew. You go watch a football game at a bar. Then all of a sudden, this other crew that went to your school that you never even fucking met before is there. And you're like, where did you guys just appear from? And you're all hot? It's a great time of year.
It is. We're gonna be here with you for the whole ride.
We're going to be here with the whole ride. And listen, we're coming to your city. If you're in the Southeast, it's time to get those tickets, okay?
Seriously.
Get online. It's betches.co/uuplive.
Yes.
Betches.co/uuplive. And it's time to get the crew together because, again, these shows are an event. They're for anybody who has ears and likes fun. Do you know those people?
I've heard of them.
They're out there. So listen, if they have ears and they have fun, they should be at the show. The whole group chat.
And if you listen to this, we released a bonus episode. We released the Chicago episode online. You can listen to it. It is incredible. And
so much fun.
The other
energy.
Shows are just going to be just as amazing.
Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville. Go ahead.
October 10th, Miami. October 11th, Orlando. October 12th, Atlanta. October 13th, Nashville. You better be there.
If you're in those towns, Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville, you are now what we call the, you're the beacon, okay?
Exactly.
You're the beep, beep, beep. Now it's up to you to spread the word to the group chat. Ladies, gents, we're going. And if you're a dude listening in one of these cities, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I mean, the amount of women that come to these shows, and if you're a guy,
attractive, fun, educated women.
It is, and I say that about the people that come. The fun, attractive, educated women now thing has been said so much that everyone's like kind of rolls their eyes at it. That's the crew that comes, and also not like sitting there being like, I don't like dating. No, no, no. They're out to have fun,
laughing,
yeah, fun.
And listen, Jared's parents live in Florida.
Yeah, they're going to be there. They're going to be there.
You can see his parents.
Here's what my mom does after shows, okay? She'll be at the Miami show, I promise you, okay? Because I'm going for the holidays. I'm going to go ahead of us.
Oh, you're going ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead. The weekend before, I'm actually in Appleton, Wisconsin. So if you're in that city, come on out. I'll be at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, October. Probably, what is that?
The 5th, 6th.
The 3rd or something like that.
Whatever.
I'll be there. JaredFree.com. JaredFree.com. I'm also in Vegas this week. If you're in Vegas, JaredFree.com. I'm there right now staring at a wall wishing I was at home. So come to the Vegas shows at the Comedy Cellar. JaredFree.com. JaredFree.com. But what my mom does, my mom and dad will be at the Miami show, and they'll probably
fresh off that Yom Kippur
fresh
heat,
just all Yom Kippur-ish. And yeah, they will be there. And what will happen? They're going to bring a couple friends.
Okay.
And that it happens the same way every time. They bring a couple friends and they all get fucking, I think they get high on edibles because I think they're all lit up and they don't know how to handle it because my parents are like, it's me. Like,
right.
I told my dad,
like
I was
regular
like,
regular person performing.
Yeah. Like then to them, they're like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Right.
You know? So they, you know, my dad even said to me once, he was like, I was like, after the show, we'll go out. I go, well, after the show, people take pictures. And he goes, who the fuck would want a picture with you? And I'm like, it's a good point. That's fair.
Nice. That, you need a dad like that.
But
bring
some,
you right down
bring
to
me
her.
Back to Earth. But
right.
I mean, I also, I'm saying that
right,
myself.
You agree. Right.
And, but I do understand it's nice that people take pictures and I like it. But I understand, I have a side of me going, I don't know where this goes. You know, like,
right.
like this is on the mantle? Put it on Instagram. I don't know. Tag me.
For
so
those people?
Tag a bitch.
They're putting it on Instagram.
Yeah. So that your friends will see, and it's a fun marketing thing for me. But, so my parents, what they do is during this whole, after the show, they will find a place that is the most awkward place possible and watch the people take pictures with me and laugh at the whole situation.
Wow.
It's like the Muppets, the two Muppets in the Abe Lincoln seats.
Okay, that's
like,
very funny.
Like, you know, what's their name? Stanton and Wallace.
And how lucky are they? They get pictures with you all the time.
They're
free.
Just watching.
Yeah.
Laughing. And their two friends high on edibles are screaming.
That sounds
like,
great.
It is quite a thing to see. So they'll be at the Miami show if you guys are there.
If you guys
Miami,
want to meet them, you can take a picture.
No, don't do that
turn
to me.
Turn the tables.
Please.
Take a picture with
no,
them.
No, because my mom does get in the pictures. She did last time. Someone was like, is this your mom? Get in. And she was like, of course.
Oh, my God. That's
amazing. It's a whole thing. So
I'm excited to see that.
You're going
to
see it live and in living color. Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Nashville. October 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, betches.co/youuplive.
Yeah, and it's dating season, so download Ship. It's on Android now. Check it out. It's in the App Store. It's growing. It's everywhere. Your friends can get on it, swipe for you. It's a new season.
Do you
get
feel
on
it's
it.
Cuffing season? I never believed in cuffing. I felt like cuffing season got the name too early in the season.
Like right after Labor Day.
Yeah. No. That's fuck season.
Okay.
You're closing business from the summer too.
When did you cuff? What season did you cuff?
When did I cuff? Am I in something? Oh no. Yeah. I.
When did you take yourself off the market?
Probably cuffing season. Now that
okay,
I think about
right,
it, but
yeah.
I mean,
I think it has its name for a reason.
It has its name for a reason because summer, you're like too busy, too whatever. Fall, you're in one place. Mm. You can actually spend a weekend.
Here's the thing also that no one really says
What's
about
that?
The cuffing season is like the summer, you got trips. Mm. You're going away a lot. You're with your friends.
There's a lot of built-in excuses.
There's a lot like... You don't want to necessarily commit too soon in the summer and then be like in these places where there's all this temptation.
Sure.
I think cuffing season is kind of like, all right, like my weekends in Montauk are over.
Yep.
And now that that you're the last one remaining, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. You're here still. I think cuffing season happens like, I think it's like global warming. The seasons are changing. The dates are changing.
Right.
So I think like the real cuffing begins.
It's gonna destroy the planet.
December. That's when we destroy the planet. December is really when it begins. And I think September, October, November. September's like the month that you're closing up business from the summer.
Right.
So you're like, I'm going to fuck whoever I can that I've opened up. Over the sign. It's like I used to work in sales. I do cold calls. So you'd have like new business that you've opened, current business, and then closing business. September is when you're closing out.
Wrapping up all the old outstanding orders.
Exactly. Okay. So outstanding orders from the summer. Oh, the girl that wanted to meet up, the girl that wanted to like hang out in that beach town. Oh, I'm here. Look it. We're both in the city. October is when you start opening new business to be cuffed in December.
I think the cuffing season though thing implies that you're cuffing up the people that you met in the summer that were previously open and fun and whatever.
But this
now
is,
you're closing that.
This is the misconception, I think. I think when it comes to September, like
you think you're meeting new people in the fall.
Absolutely.
Right.
I think
fuck
this
Tember,
is the best
fucktember.
Yeah, this is the best time of year to meet people. September, people are still on their summer people, but they're also trying to get away from those people.
Okay.
So, like, whatever hopes you have from that summer guy that's canceled with you three times, he canceled on you three times for a reason.
I see.
There was also another thing. The let's do the email. We should get to the discussion. But something annoyed me the other day.
That's shocking.
Well, You Up does these questions. The Instagram account
right.
does questions. Like,
and one of the questions was, I remember I saw this. It was... What is a bad thing to put on a dating app? Or what's the number one...
No, what's the number one mistake
you put
people...
on a dating app?
And what bothered me is the word mistake. It was, what's the number one mistake people make on dating apps?
Okay.
And it's like, to me, like, what do you think... Like,
maybe, okay, I see what you're saying in terms of, like, the word mistake is, like, not a good way to put it. Because technically, like, you should put out whatever you're selling and someone's going to buy it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's more like what... I think there is a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it, though.
Of course, but what annoys you and what's from people and what's a mistake from people...
are very different things.
Totally different things. Like, when we do dating app makeovers at the live show, we're like, here are seven things that I wouldn't want to date on your profile.
Right.
That's different than you're talking with someone. It's like, look at this idiot doesn't know how to ask me on a date.
Right.
It's like, no,
yeah,
he knows.
Right. He doesn't think he's making a mistake.
No, he's doing everything
he's doing
on purpose.
On purpose. You're just like seeing it as like, oh, like if someone told him that this isn't the way that like that you take me out.
Well,
the way you take me out is you ask me out. It's
yeah.
Like he knows that.
Like he had no idea. What?
Right.
You ask you on a date? Like I get millions of questions. I get DMs every day. Never is there a DM or an email that's like, how do I ask someone on a date? So like,
right.
But what bothered me is because the question asks, what are the mistakes people make on dating apps? And then the response is, people talk too long and never make a date. And it's like, that's not a fucking mistake. And
right.
Then the person who writes that in thinks that they are smarter than the person they're speaking to.
Right. Like they had the idea that this is how things should go and things would go smoother.
Of course. This idiot doesn't even know to ask me on a date.
Right. It's like, what's the number one mistake people make when dating? It's like, not marrying me.
Yeah.
Like it's only a mistake to one person in the conversation.
Absolutely. That's not a mistake. He purposely didn't ask you to marry him. You know,
exactly.
So it's like, What bothers me about these dating apps and the complaints people have, and we hear them every day, is you sit in the land of look at this idiot. Why don't you sit in the land of this idiot is as dumb as I am?
Or wants or has different intentions.
Of course. Right. Well, they're not so stupid.
Right.
So the guy who doesn't ask you out, if you're sitting there 6 months from now going, I've been texting with this guy who's so stupid he won't even ask me out. No. You're a fucking idiot. You're the one who's still texting him. You're the one still texting him. You're the one. Take some responsibility. Stop pointing the finger. And listen, this is the podcast of pointing fingers. I'm the pointing finger
king.
Ready
to point them.
We point, baby. I understand pointing. But when I point, 3 point back at me.
Yes.
Right?
That is
so the everything
phrase.
Everything I give advice on is shit that I have done.
Okay.
And me being an idiot. I'm not smarter than anyone that listens or writes into this show. Mm-hmm. But when you say, this idiot doesn't ask me on a date, you're the fucking idiot. You're the one. You.
You.
You sat there texting with someone who built trust with you over text and then asked you out at 2 a.m. and you go, I basically know this person. I'll meet him out.
Don't do it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're in a competition with the couch. Every day, it's between going on a date with you and sitting on the couch. And every time he doesn't ask or she doesn't ask or doesn't want to go, they've chosen the couch, not you.
That's true.
Happy Valentine's Day, bitch.
You heard it here first or second.
I just got so mad at that idea, like, cause this, like, cocky, not confidence. It's like false cockiness.
Right. To think that that's, like, the other person just making a mistake. Like, they had no idea.
No idea. Yeah. How do I ask a girl on a date?
Right. Well, I think sometimes we're taught to think that men are just, like, idiots.
Yeah, yeah. And we've been getting away with bullshit because of
this. Because we have that. Right.
We've been given blissful naivete.
Right. Like, oh, men are so stupid. They don't even know that if they asked us out, we would go.
Yeah. You're right. I don't know how to ask. But I do know how to ask you out at 11 p.m. to come meet up.
That's so funny.
Boy, I'm good at one thing, not the other. What's the email today?
The email is about a listener writes in. She wants to know what guys think about vibrators.
Intimidating.
I'm gonna read the email. I thought you might have
I mean,
I've heard you do a bit on this.
I
so
talk
I
about
you might
it on
have
stage. It's one of my more
thoughts about it.
One of my more fun bits that I'm working on. So if you're in Vegas, you can hear it, or Appleton, Wisconsin, or hanging out with my parents for fucking Yom Kippur, you'll hear it.
There you go.
What's the email?
She goes, hey guys, absolutely love the podcast. Most of my friends are married, but I force them to listen to this podcast anyway because I think it's a great conversation starter between couples, which it is. I had a funny
Totes
conversation
preach.
With my boyfriend recently that I
also,
haven't been able to get out of my head.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
I you're telling your friends, love it. Make it your Instagram story. Need it.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Want it. Go on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. We're on Spotify, guys.
We're on Spotify. And the beauty of Spotify, all you have to do, search UUP. We're the first one that comes up. Subscribe on Spotify. All these things are free ways to pay us for the privilege of this podcast.
And I mean, if you're like me, maybe not like Jared, you're on Spotify listening to music all the time. Sometimes you want to switch back and forth.
Yeah.
This is even easier.
I'm an old fuck, so I do Pandora. But UUP, Spotify, all you have to do is literally touch those three letters and hit the subscribe button.
There you go.
But I'm so happy this person tells all her married friends.
I had a funny conversation with my boyfriend recently that I haven't been able to get out of my head and would love your opinion on. Just for some context, I've been dating my boyfriend for around 3 months. We met on Bumble a while back. I feel like there should be different names for boyfriends depending on how long you've dated them, because I feel like the relationship is so different.
I've been dating my boyfriend for three months.
Right. Is that even a boyfriend?
Does he know?
Right. We met on Bumble a while back, 3 months ago, and things are going swimmingly. I'm 24 and he's 26.
She's 24 and all her friends are married?
That is weird. Maybe she's not from New York.
Is she from a commune outside of West Virginia? What's going
Maybe
on?
Maybe she's from like a southern small town.
I love that we put that on the south. We're just like anybody.
Anyone who like has their shit together or owns a house before 25, I'm like south.
South,
whatever.
Done. 24, all her friends are married. Oh my God, every woman in New York just fucking jumped off a roof.
Seriously. You know? My vibrator recently broke, so I ordered a sleek, fancy new one to replace it. Once it came in the mail, I left the box and device.
I'm just imagining it breaking.
Oh no.
Vroom, vroom.
It's not a lawnmower.
this thing won't. Gotta bring it into the shop.
Car engine.
Yes. Sam, what's wrong with this vibrator? I think you broke it, miss.
Overuse. Once it came in the mail, I left the box and device on my bed and forgot about it. He came over a bit later to hang out and noticed it on the bed, so I ran over to show him and said, look, isn't it pretty? He gave me an odd look and didn't respond. I shrugged it off for a few... and a few hours later, we were making dinner and I brought it up again. He said jokingly, geez, are you trying to replace me? I laughed and said, what, like you don't masturbate? He said very seriously, no, I haven't since we started dating.
I smell a liar.
What?
That is not.
So does she.
Not since I've met you. I couldn't touch my penis.
Not since I saw your face. I haven't had any desire to get off to any other face. I responded shocked. Really? Why?
Yeah.
He said he doesn't need to because he has me. The conversation.
Wrong again.
The conversation ended there, but I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. There are so many questions that keep popping into my head. Are there some guys that just don't masturbate when they start dating a girl? Is he lying? Should I feel bad that I masturbate but he doesn't? I don't at all. I think it's normal. How do guys feel about vibrators? Would love to hear your opinions. We both listen to this podcast separately, so I'm curious to see if he would remember this conversation. I would be shocked to hear you two discussing it. He's gonna be very interested to hear this. Thanks, the kinky Midwesterner girl. There you go.
The kink? Did she kinky. Try to? Did she mean kinky?
Maybe she meant kinky. She probably meant kinky. It says
well,
kinky.
Well, if this is kinky,
but she's from the Midwest, which is why all of her friends are married. I guess so.
I mean, we've met a lot of single Midwesterners in the past couple weeks of the shows. Here's how I know they're 24 and 26. This email.
What about it?
This is a young couple's dilemma.
Okay.
If you start dating someone and both people are after 30, masturbation is like talked about
it's not a taboo thing.
It's not taboo. You're already like, no. This is like, it's like taking a multivitamin in the morning. Like this is as much a part of your day and your routine. Or people that are, I'm not saying an age maybe doesn't have as much to do with it, but like just like
people who are around sex.
People who are sexual people. Right. Like this isn't even like, first of all, she writes, are there some guys that just don't masturbate when they start dating a girl? No. Unless you're going to break up. Because that's just you. You can't keep that up.
Maybe in the very, very beginning when you're, is that possible? Like when you're having sex constantly.
Masturbation are two totally different.
I'm just saying in terms of like the amount that you can even like come. Like let's say you're like meet with someone every day, and I don't know.
It's the difference between giving a massage and getting a massage. You know, like when you give a massage, you're like, this is nice, this is fun, I'm happy to be doing this to the other person. When you're getting one, you're like, kick off the shoes, baby.
Right.
I am in relaxation zone.
It's like a tension release.
Yeah, masturbation is a cup of coffee, warm glass of milk before bed, a glass of tea.
That's your nighttime routine.
That's my routine. Yes. I do
a 10-step facial skincare regimen.
I do a 10-step dick touch.
There you go.
I just think like it feels as though this guy isn't being totally honest. And if he is, like, he can't keep this up forever, which sucks because he's on the road to maybe lying to you at some point.
Right. Well, it kind of feels like he's like trying to make you feel bad about the vibrator thing.
Well, but, let me go back to the, okay. I'm sorry to skip over the bury the lead here.
Right.
The vibrator is intimidating to a younger guy.
Right.
I think at a certain age, I would have been like, man versus the machine.
Okay.
You know, John Henry died.
Yeah.
So there is a moment where it's like, you know, when you see the vibrator, it's like two dogs that don't like each other in the park, kind of eyeing each other down, like sniffing each other, looking each other in the eyes, just.
Well, I kind of feel like that sometimes. I mean, like the way you think about. No, I don't really feel like that like this much anymore. But I feel like there was a time where you'd think about porn like that.
Sure.
A guy watching porn, like, is this something I have to be like competing with? Is this something? Is the girls he's watching there something that like I have to look like?
Well, I totally understand that, and I think what you come to understand is that if you're a fan of the Avengers movies, the vibrator, you know, there's Thor, who's the most powerful Avenger, mm-hmm. also has Thor's hammer. And the hammer is his weapon.
Okay.
So Thor and the hammer make a superhero.
Okay.
Thor without the hammer, still pretty powerful. But he ain't got Thor with the hammer.
So the hammer is the vibrator?
The hammer's the vibrator. Okay. I'm Thor.
Okay. Got it. So it's a tool for you.
I'm saying the more I've gotten in touch with the vibrator in my sex life, the more it's become like an extension of me.
Okay.
And I think any guy listening should be happy Although and inviting you, of the vibrator.
If you were gone, the vibrator probably wouldn't go with you.
No, the hammer's still powerful. Right. It's still, you know, it's still powerful on its own. But when I'm involved, it's the full thing. You know, like, mm-hmm. and some girl's like rolling her eyes, just like, oh, yeah, I could do it without you. Okay, good luck. I good for you. That's great. My girlfriend, we have used vibrators in bed. She asked for it at first. You're like, oh, come on. You know, like at first you're like, and then you kind of like,
is it like calling in backup? Does that
it's a little bit like, okay. And it's like, listen, if this is what makes you comfortable, that's great.
Right.
Guys live in the land of we like to play the video game. We want to beat the level.
Okay.
So you bringing the vibrator in, it's like, oh, is this the cheat code to get me to the end of the level? Okay, good. I just want to beat the level.
Okay.
So, you know, I do think it's a little bit of a power dynamic where he's like, you know, he's trying to play this game of, I think you're right. Like, I think right. he's trying to play this game of like, yeah, I don't fucking use a fucking pocket pussy. You know, like right. it always becomes that.
Right.
And it's not that.
Well, I mean, what would she do? What do you think she should do here?
She should stop being cute about it. Like, I think the line that strikes me, and you kind of heard, if you rewind on your podcast app, when she wrote, look, isn't it pretty? No, 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 no. Now, brown cow.
Right, that's not what's going to be, but he's going
to
notice.
Yeah, none of this is pretty to him.
Right.
None of this is pretty to you. You just like when I go, 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 the vibrator, you're out of cute land.
Okay.
You're in I be fucking land.
I be fucking.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can't go, look at my seven-ended dildo. Isn't it right. cute?
And it's look like, how much more attractive it is than your penis.
Yeah. Well, it's like, now it's time to be sexy.
Right.
Now is not time to be cute about your vibrator that you use while watching a porn that he might not relate to him at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think that's where you're trying to, like, not, you're lying too, is my point. Like, would you ever look at, do you have a vibrator?
I don't have a vibrator, but that doesn't mean that I don't.
But would you ever look at it and go, look how cute. Like, I
don't think I would. I don't think I would present. I would bring its attention in that manner. Yeah. I don't want to put it on a pedestal of cuteness.
Yeah. I think it's more about like making it like, yeah, this is my vibrator. I use it. We should bring it into bed. Like, right. I think you should be more like, yeah, that's what I do, and I want to make you a part of it.
Right. Do you have any interest in trying this out with me?
Yeah. And listen, at first it's a little weird. Like, you're down there with a fucking, you know, like flashlight.
Right.
You're like searching around the cave. Just like, it's a little like different.
He feels like a factory worker that's being replaced by machines.
It's right. Taking our jobs.
Is his job in jeopardy?
So, I don't know. I think like the vibrator conversation is a fun one. It's one that like, I think like as as society keeps moving forward and all this stuff, like all this stuff is on the table. Like, the more right. okay you are with it, the more okay he's going to be. I think when you go, look at, isn't it cute? Like, and run to the bed to like
right. well,
pet its hair.
I
like, what?
If I saw like my boyfriend's porn and he was like, yeah, is like she hot? I'd be like, wrong answer.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
but if
he was like, oh, like, yeah, like, do you want to like watch with me? That might be like a different
or
vibe.
Isn't this hot? Isn't she right. hot is different than isn't this hot.
Right.
Like, I
and isn't this cute?
Isn't this cute? Look at me watching a porn. It's like, yeah, what?
Right.
Like, why are you hiding this? I mean, the vibrator thing, like, yes, there's the initial, like, how do guys feel? Initial, like, but we want to be invited in. We want to be made a part of it.
Right.
I think the biggest mistake women make with vibrator or, like, it's kind of like I said this at the live show, I think, where it's like men. Oh, I said this at the live Toronto show, where it was like men made a big deal about like vagina smelling in our right. in our teens. Yeah. So it kind of fucked us for the rest of our lives. Like where like we're ready to go down on a chick, and she's like, "Well, I'm not well kept down there," and I'm like, right, "I don't
well,
give
now
a
it's
fuck."
It's like a concern of ours.
Yeah. I think the same is for men in the vibrator. Like women do this thing. It's like I got a vibrator. I don't need a man. And it's like that's nothing like a fucking right. penis. Like
yeah. Plus, like it's like you can still have one that's not even in bed. You can have one that's like just for
just
you.
For
those
you.
Are two different kinds of sex, which we talk about like with men. Also, it's like. You can have the sex alone is not the same or in competition with sex with someone else.
Totally. But I also like hearing about the masturbation habits of my lady.
Okay. Well, that's something you can ask
but
for.
I'm saying like that's like where you can talk about these things in a way that's hot and fun to talk with each other while not downing the other person.
Right.
And that's a slippery slope.
In an exploratory
slope.
Way.
Exactly. That's a slippery slope. That's a tight wire act. I do understand how that right. conversation
and
go
they
wrong.
And they might not want to share it with you, though, too.
Yeah.
I feel like some things I'm like, I like this is my thing.
This is my
you
thing.
Do your thing. I won't ask you about it. And like we can.
You do you, know, you I
and,
do me.
And we, sometimes we meet up and that's a whole different thing.
Sure. I think everything is correct. There's no wrong answer. The wrong answer is lying about who you are.
Right. And you can say,
because then
like,
it
you
catches
have,
up with you.
You could just say, like, you don't have to pretend like you've never been attracted to another woman since you saw me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
I mean, geez, you trying to replace me is a tough line from him, he said jokingly. I don't know. I laughed and says, what, you don't
well, that
masturbate?
Just, well, that's like a very, like, giggly way of saying what his fear is. So
yeah.
I think you could just, like, pacify that fear by being like, this isn't, like, a thing that I want instead of you or that I prefer to you. It's just something to enhance.
Next time you fuck, shove the vibrator up his ass and let him fuck you with it, and then he'll go, oh, my God, I found a whole new world.
Wow. There you go. Problem solved.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do some more awkward sex.
Let's do
that
some
was
more.
Kind of awkward.
Why?
What?
Throw it in. Who cares?
Throw it in.
Hi, J&J. I had a Hinge date gone rogue last night and thought you guys would appreciate it. I was with a friend and decided to meet up with this guy from Hinge at another bar. It was the first time meeting this guy. I was pretty drunk, but everything seemed to be going well until we decided to post-game back at his place with his friends. On the way back, I hopped on his back for a piggyback ride and fell and knocked out my front tooth. Okay. The guy also fell and hit his head. I have a veneer there already, so the veneer fully came out, and my real tiny tooth was left. My lip was bleeding and swollen, not cute.
This is so funny, because I feel like you have these thoughts in your head of, like, really cute, dainty moments. Like, oh, I'm just going to, like, jump on his back, and we'll do, like, a little piggyback ride.
Like a feather.
Right. And then, crumbles. And then you just feel like an ogre that just, like, attacks someone whenever that. I've done that, too. It's like the...
And he falls over. Ah! What the fuck? Right. He just falls
right, you're not
on the street.
You're not the light, airy ballerina that you envision this going.
You're a big fucking boulder. We all went back to his apartment, tried to clean up my lip. I think you should go to the hospital. We were having a fun time, and I was going to go home, but he told me to stay. I was pretty drunk at this point and figured, why not, even though I looked totally insane at this point. We still ended up hooking up, though, even though my busted lip and tooth goes to show you.
Oh, my God.
Guys will fight through any... Also, I started to give him head, but it was kind of difficult given my whole mouth situation, so I gave up. What would you guys call this one?
Toothless Joe?
Toothless Joe. I would call this the pirate, because you kind of look like a pirate with a missing tooth.
The underbite?
This actually happened to a guy that we... in my fraternity in college... And it was this weird fucking moment. We're all leaving the fraternity and we're going out to the bars. And he was with his sister, and the sister, like, jumped on his back. And then, I feel bad, but then they both fell, and he busted his face.
It was his sister?
Both of them busted their face.
Oh, my God.
And I remember they were just, like, sitting there.
Well, that's what you get for trying to be weird.
Yeah, but I remember, we're all like, this is hilarious. And then we looked at them, and they were both fucking just bloodied up, and we're like... Oh my God, are you guys okay? And they're just sitting there like, oh my God, it hurts. And we're like, we couldn't help
but
think.
Those are the worst, when you think it's going to be like a fun, spontaneous moment, and then it just backfires completely.
Totally. And I just remember looking at him and his sister and thinking it was kind of funny.
Yeah,
because you're
very funny.
Like, oh,
for
you guys
not in it.
Yeah, you guys thought this was like a fun
loser
piggyback night.
Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. on a Saturday. Fucking get it together.
I also love. I mean, like, this is just like such a classic. Like the fact that they actually like finished this, and she even was like trying to go down on him
with
I
her
just think
little tiny
it's
tooth.
So like first three times you like see someone and are hooking up with them, because it just think about like being in a like now in a relationship. Even if, like, I heard something weird 3 hours ago, I'm like, I can't do this.
Night is over.
Right. I'm still thinking about that thing you said about my grandma 4 hours ago.
I had an itch on my eyelid.
Right.
The night is done.
It's not happening tonight.
I think there's more nicknames for this. I'm trying to think. The feels Tiny Tim-ish. I think of Tiny Tim because I think of him with the crutch. Just like poor and sickly, and he's like, I'll still hook up. Please let me blow you with
like
my
Rocky.
Mini teeth.
Yeah. Oh my God. Boxer.
Yeah, exactly. Would you do it?
Would I jump on a guy's back for a piggyback ride, or would I go down on a guy after
losing
my
your
teeth were knocked out?
Go down on a guy after losing your teeth.
Maybe if it was one of the first few times that we had an encounter. Again, not right now. Like, imagine you're with your girlfriend, like, her three teeth are knocked out. Do you think she's, like, doing anything to you?
I don't know. Probably not, but I...
She's like, I need medical assistance.
It would be like, I mean, I would think... Would I let that happen to me? Yes.
Probably.
Toothless blowjob? Yeah, let's see what happens.
Sure.
Would I expect... I wouldn't expect it at all. It, would
Maybe
I go down on her with no tooth?
In between the no teeth.
That's what I'm wondering. How does this fit with my peen? Would I...
Put a cap in it. On it.
Yeah. Would it be like a red flag deal breaker? Like, let's say guy loses his teeth, then he tries to go down on you.
That's not a deal breaker. I appreciate the effort.
I'm hurt. I'm so hurt. Oh, my mouth. Okay, spread your legs.
There's a gum situation. That's
something fun.
Supposedly, that's fun.
Yeah, it's not a. To me, there is a point where it's a deal break where I'm like, okay, go to the get cleaned
right.
up.
Yeah.
How much do you need me as your boyfriend or whatever that you're like, oh, no, I'm fine. I swear. Just let me sleep over. You know what I mean? Like, you ever been in that situation where the person's like, no, I can do this.
Right. It's like, no, it's over. Let's go home.
Come on.
Right.
We'll try again another time. You can go.
You're trying too hard.
You can go, meth face.
That's good, meth face. There we go.
Do we have to cut that out? I don't know.
I think we're fine.
Send in your awkward sex to UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Let's do some emails.
Hi, I'm having a hard time with the immediate pressure to be physical on first app dates.
Bring that vibrator out. You won't need anybody.
And if I do give them flirtatious touch on the arm or the leg in a casual conversation, they will 1,000% try and make out with me. I'm just not into random makeouts with strangers I've known for 2 hours, as I once used to be. If there's a chemistry right off the bat, then sure, but I'd like to not shoot people down just because there isn't an immediate spark, and now I'm finding myself not going on date two because of the pressure to be physical. So is there a way to communicate that I'm still trying to figure out if I'm physically attracted to this person? So I can relieve this pressure, or should I just be like, okay, if I'm questioning if I want to have sex with him, then it's probably a no and bye. I think this is a really interesting question because I remember dating and feeling this way too, where I was like, how many dates can I go on with someone that I'm not sure if I want to make out with or have sex with?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I love this podcast because
they're like, that's not the question. I'm just
sorry. Well, I love this podcast because it's the place to have uncomfortable conversations comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside, this person, this woman that wrote in, I appreciate her email. It's undisagreeable in this day and age. Do you know what I mean?
Like in the sense of like obviously like don't do anything you don't want to do ever.
Exactly.
Yes.
And also these men are trying to kiss you, and she's like, and the way she writes it in a very 2019. She's put a shield over herself. Okay, and it's just little things that I'm noticing, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'd love to hear what you think. I'm having a hard time with the immediate pressure to be physical on first app dates. The pressure to be physical on first app dates. Okay, that is something undisagreeable. People are pressuring you to hook up, then don't fucking hook up. And also, these dickhead men. Okay, so like I now I'm already like, my sensors are up. I'm like, okay, here we go. And if I do give them flirtatious touch of the arm in casual conversation, they will 1,000% try to make out
with
me.
That's sort of the move that you make when you want someone to make out with
you. This is the thing.
Right.
Where it's like, this email lives in a very gray area that she's making black and white.
Right.
Then she writes, I'm just not into random makeouts with strangers. Now she's above anyone who would do that, right? Now she's doing the Facebook, I'm a mother, and then gives her opinion because you can't disagree with her because she's a mother. I've known for 2 hours. Look at it. A guy tried to make out with you after 2 hours? What a fucking pig. As I once used to be. Oh! You used to do this? Like, what? When did you make this change? And then she writes, if there's chemistry off the bat, then sure? So,
The guy, this might be confusing for a man. Sure. Like, got this whole speech.
So,
like,
how is he?
I don't. Maybe I do. I read the question differently.
Okay.
But I read the question as like, that's the way that I phrased it in the beginning. Like, let's say I'm out with someone. We're having a pretty good time.
Sure.
But, like, I'm not really sure if I'm physically attracted to them yet.
Okay.
How do I stop them from trying to make out with me?
Well, this is my problem with the email. Because the next line, she writes, if the chemistry is right off the bat, then sure. But I'd like to not shoot people down just because there is an immediate spark. Okay. Life isn't comfortable. It's not. You're not going to go through this whole thing with no awkward moments.
Okay.
You can't outsource awkward. Okay. And what you're saying is totally correct. Miscommunications can happen.
Right.
And listen, I'm not letting off the hook like people who force themselves on people. That happens. I'm not saying that's not a reality.
Yeah, I mean, you can. The thing is, obviously, like, you can always say no to anything, no matter how many signals you actually give up.
And this is what...
When the pressure, when push comes to shove and it's actually happening, you can say no at any time.
Sure. Really. And this is why you have first dates in public. This is why when people are like, oh, should I just go to their place? And, like, they want to just hang after meeting on the app. I'm like, that's crazy to
right.
me. This is why you should, you know, go out with people that you feel totally comfortable going out with. This is why having, you know, like,
well, I mean, like,
and you're never going to be totally sure.
You're on an app date. You're never totally sure if you can be
totally
comfortable going out with this person.
But if you have a public, if you're in a public bar,
right,
and you touch a guy's leg and then he finds the moment to lean in for a kiss and you go, right. Hey, I'm not ready for that right now. Like, to say, like, I don't make out with strangers after 2 hours. Like,
right. I think it's like guys have certain ways of interpreting if a girl's into them and trying to touch them or do something like
sure.
that, right? So I feel like one of the signals for that is like if they're giving you like playful touches,
absolutely.
That's sort of a signal for you that they're interested and might want you to do that.
Yeah, right? And also, but then the thing is, like, I've been on dates where girls have touched my legs, and to me the signal is, let's have another drink. And then maybe, you know, I can invite them over.
Okay.
And that's to me. I'm not, you know, I've been in situations where it's escalated to where the two people making out in a bar, too.
I might not want to go. I'm feeling the opposite. I feel like I'm sooner more wanting to, like, make out with a guy than go back to his place.
But here we are. Here's two people miscommunicating right. now. So how easy, you know, and we're talking right to each other about the subject. So how hard is it on that
right.
date to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing I'm asking from her, is have a little empathy for the guy. And listen, if misreading each other is not up to you, if you're saying, hey, this guy doesn't, if a guy misreading your signs is a turnoff, then that's a turnoff. That's
right.
Okay too. That's okay to go, hey, I thought I liked him, then he tried to kiss me in the middle and it really turned me off. Don't go
right.
on date two.
Yeah.
There's your sign. But don't... My issue is when you make it like this be-all, end-all, black and white thing. This is such a great... And listen, I'm not one of those guys that's like sitting here being... I'm not saying this is how hard it is to be a man in the Me Too era. Like, I'm not saying that. Like, I think those guys are idiots. I'm saying that a first date is awkward and uncomfortable, and attraction is awkward
right.
and uncomfortable.
Yes. Very few times on a first date is it hyper clear to both people that they're both either not into it at all or very into it.
And that's kind of why first dates are so fun and hot.
Right.
You know,
because,
like,
there's like that unknown kind of situation.
And if you knew everything off the bat, life would be fucking
right.
miserable mute.
If you knew everything, if you both knew exactly how into each other you were on a first date, it would be like a regular date years in.
Yeah. And but this is also
not as magical.
But this is what a lot of people are trying to do online, is never get turned down.
Right.
Or never have awkward. Like when girls write in, oh, he like liked a bunch of my pictures on Instagram. I'm like, yeah, that's a way of asking you out without ever having to get turned down.
Well, that's a way also of just putting out signals.
Exactly.
Like, and so that you can interpret those signals. Like, oh, he likes signals. Like, he likes all these pictures. Maybe he's like, maybe he's interested in me. Maybe I could DM him.
And then you DM, and then
right.
you go, oh, you came to me even though I never put myself out there.
Right.
So, like, I call it tapping on the window, where it's like you tap on a bunch of...
Right.
It's really a lot more like chumming the water. You throw out a bunch of fucking food.
See what you catch.
And see who comes up and
right.
eats it. And this is kind of the world that we're living in, is like the more we go online, the more we are trying to like take discomfort out of our lives. And when you go on a first date, all of a sudden you're put face to face with a little bit of discomfort.
Right. Well, it's like Helen Fisher said, they're not dating apps, they're introducing apps. And
yes.
Like, you still have to do the work of the dating, which is partly interpreting all these signals and figuring out the awkwardness of dating. That's why dating sucks, because it's way easier to sit on your couch, like you said, or to go out with your friend who you know you don't have to interpret signals for.
What's so funny, though, is that this is like the perfect difference between men and women thing. The idea that you have to figure out if you're attracted or not. Right. Like, I've never gone on a date to, like, figure that out.
I've gone on, like, many dates. I had to, like, give myself a date number to decide. I was like, if I don't want to have sex with someone by the fifth date, I probably never will. That was my
fifth date.
The fifth date. I've had that. I've had that thought in my head where I'm like, because also we're taught, maybe we're taught, and I think part of it might be an intrinsic thing where we're like, it's not just about the physical attraction.
Right? Sure.
Or like you could be like unsure if you're physically attracted, but like he's great and he's smart and he says interesting things. That's what the friend zone is. It's kind of like when you're like, oh, I have like, he seems great on paper. We could be a good match. I don't want to like necessarily not go out with this person because like I don't feel it immediately. Like that seems like a little like harsh or.
No guy is on a date with you to figure out if he's attracted to you.
But he might be on a date with you to figure out if he wants to date you.
Absolutely.
So.
But that does. But this is the biggest problem is this is why this girl's like, well, I'm sitting there trying to figure out. And he's like, what are we making out? You know, like the guy isn't going, well, what is her hair like? Well, we'll see on day one. No, the guy made the decision that he would fuck you with the first swipe.
Right.
So he was like, that's how we're swiping the apps.
So when she's
no fuck, fuck. No fuck, fuck.
So her question is there a way to communicate that I'm still trying to figure out if I'm physically attracted to that person so I can relieve the pressure?
I think you can go, listen. I think what you have to say is the obvious thing is like, and I know it's, I'm saying it's obvious, but like, it's just not a creative answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm having a really great time with you. I'm just not ready for that yet.
But is that something, some that would be have something you have to say after they try, correct?
Yeah, and maybe not touch his leg if you don't want to make out.
I think the solution is not to be too touchy. If that's a signal that I would put out if I wanted someone to make a move on me.
I would touch their arm.
I would touch their leg. I would sit a little closer to them. That's what I would do. So if you don't want to, if you're not sure if you want to do that, maybe just don't sit there.
Absolutely.
And then at the end of the night, which is always the, I feel like I remember always thinking towards the end of the night, like, I feel like this guy might try something I'm not really interested in. You preemptively go in for the hug.
Yeah.
That's always been my move when I'm like, I had such a great time. It was so great to see you. That's something you say regardless of how great of a time it was. You give them a hug and then you let go so they know that the like transaction is over.
I'm with you. Be a little bit more forthright with your actions that are non-hookupable actions.
Yeah.
I think also, and then there's the other side of it. What if a guy is touching me and I don't want to be touched.
You can move to the other side of the table.
Move a little bit farther away.
There's also body language that you can like put your crossing your arms is definitely a way to kind of show that you're not interested in being touched.
And ending the date. You know, like at a certain point you have to go, well, this guy's not getting the message that I'm not ready to be that way yet.
Right.
Hey, I gotta go. This was really nice. I'm sorry to end it quick, but I just have to go. And it's like, that's okay. If you're sitting there, well, what if I sound like a bitch? Okay. Not everyone's going to like you.
Right.
Time to go.
And I would say to guys,
not a match.
If a girl's going on many dates with you and she doesn't seem to want to make out with you or have sex with you, it's because she thinks you're great in all the other ways, but she can't. She's unsure if she wants to sleep
with you. At that point, when is it her responsibility to stop going on the fucking
dates? Five dates.
Five? That's $500 maybe.
Well,
no,
I mean,
goodbye.
Maybe not for you. I've been on many five daters where I've been like,
no okay, sex. Five dates, no sex.
Five dates, no sex. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to call it. I do feel a little bad.
There's a group that gets together every week that discusses you.
I do feel bad about that, but I feel like I'm giving it a shot. Like, I'm really like,
I mean, they gave it a shot.
I mean, how long do you think you should? How many dates would
I go?
You went out with a girl and you were into her and she was like, you know, I like Jared. I feel like we get along really well, but I'm not sure if I'm physically attracted to him. How many chances would you want her to give you?
I would want her to, I don't know. It's tough. Because
there are dates, guys.
I'm not saying
I've
there's enough.
The first date and I wasn't that into it. And then I went on like three dates and I was like, oh, like this. Now I feel comfortable and now I feel like I want to do this.
I would, there's no number of dates that I believe in that's like the sex date. Like, I don't really like buy into that.
Well, the sex date seems like premeditated. This is more like how much of a chance should you give it?
But I have been on dates where I've gone out again with them, and I'm like, this was all too clean. Like, none of this had the gooing into each other that I felt was needed to have a fun.
Right. Well, that's, I guess, that's the difference between the friend zone and the
and it's
per
just,
se, and the like, and the sexual chemistry. That just means there might not be a sexual. When it's too clean, that usually means there's no sexual chemistry.
And well, the problem with going on five dates with someone without any real physicalness to it is there's a point where guys get blamed in this world of convincing women to like them and then bailing out.
Right.
And we've talked about that here, where it's like, that would be that situation where if I got five dates in with someone, I'd be like, fuck, now if we fuck, I'm really in.
Well, because that's on our head, we're like, I wasn't really sure. And now if I decide I am sure, then that means I'm like in.
Well, that's kind of the issue with this process to me. It's like, I've been in that situation where I'm like, yeah, I was trying to like hang out with this person and be casual, and then we kept going on dates, and then it was like, oh, there's no chance for casual at this point.
Yeah.
This has been drawn out.
Yeah, if I'm going out with someone five dates and I'm not sure if I'm attracted to them, I'm not looking for something casual.
Well, that's so crazy to me.
I'm not looking
that
for
you're
something
like,
casual.
I'm not sure if I'm attracted to them, but I might spend the rest of my life with them.
Yeah, because that is something like, that can grow for us as opposed to the other way around.
That to me is like, you know, like, I think a lot of guys will have sex with women that they're like, yeah, she's cute. Like, a lot of guys would be like, I'd have sex. Fuck it.
Right, well, that's...
And then it's like...
Well, then I'm glad that I would have waited so long.
I know, but then if you get to that point where you're just, you know...
And also, if he's gone by, let's say you go on three dates and you haven't had sex and he leaves, it's like, great. Like, I weeded out the guy who was just looking for something casual anyway.
But then what if you do have sex and he wants something casual?
Well, then that's something that happens.
Fucked.
Right,
you know, like, it's like,
yeah,
you know, well, but it's interesting to me that the guy's always the bad guy in that situation where it's like, I didn't have sex for five dates and then you had sex and then you were like, I'm not ready for a relationship. And then it's like, yeah, but you convinced yourself into me.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like you have I was kind of tricked too.
How were you tricked?
Into fucking that you were interested at any point.
I was getting there. So I have to be interested immediately or not interested at all.
That's the same thing.
But if you're looking for something casual and you don't state that until five dates in after we've had sex, to me that seems a little predatory.
Sure. I don't know.
I assume you're leaving before that if you're looking for something casual.
What if it's
that's why a lot of girls wait that long. I'm not necessarily saying that's why I would, but I think that's why a lot of them do, because they're like, okay, if he's just looking for something casual and he just wants to have sex, he's going to find out real soon that that's not going to happen.
What if he's not looking for something casual? You go on five dates and he's like, I don't know if I like this person, but you know, maybe I'll convince myself into liking them, but I would fuck. And then you get to the fifth date.
As long as he's giving it a try.
Okay. Because then I'm thinking of like, what if the same mindset?
As long as he has a mindset of like, that I know this isn't something that's either going to be a thing or it's going to be nothing.
But that guy will never be given the benefit of that doubt. If you get to date, let's say the guy's like, I want to fuck this girl.
Okay,
let's go reverse it. Okay. I go on a date. I'm like, all I want to do is fuck this girl.
Okay.
And then I'm like, ugh, she kind of sucks though.
Okay.
I'm saying this is the opposite of what the girl's doing.
Okay. And the girl's like, oh, like it's went pretty well, but I'm not sure if I like want to fuck him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked him, but I don't want to fuck him.
Okay.
And I'm like, I want to fuck her.
I don't like her. Okay.
And then you go on date two, you're like, I still want to fuck her.
Right.
She's a little bit better. She's not as awful as she was before.
Right.
I'll go again. Date three. You know, we did laugh at that one joke, and I still want to fuck her. Then day four, you fuck.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, you know, we laughed at that one joke. The dates have been, you know, she's cool, but and the sex was great. And then like 2 weeks later.
That's the issue with men and women in dating. And that, like, once you have sex, the girl in her mind is like, okay, I'm getting into this.
And now she's like, I'm attracted enough to have sex.
Right. Now we're getting into it.
And I like him.
Right.
And now he's sitting there being like, I was always attracted to having sex.
Well, I guess that's why she should
have waited. And I don't really like her.
I guess that's why she should have waited till date six.
I know. I'm saying this is. And then, like,
or she could do on The Bachelorette. She could do the hometown dates. And then he's already met her family. And yeah. Then he can't back out.
Now you're in forever. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting to me
I think that's why dating is so interesting, because it actually does feel like it's like a game in that sense of, like, there's such different intentions to start. It's like if you meet it's almost like a miracle when you have that thing where both people are on the same page.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it'd be interesting to see in that situation where the guy, like, if the guy ever dumped her. Like, I think this is why ghosting happens. Like, mm-hmm. because I think, like, nowadays, like, it's just like there's no real social pressure to, like, stay together. Like, no one's right. gonna go, like, you fucked her after four dates and then you fucking disappear. And then you dumped her and you'd be like, yeah. And they go, okay, cool. You know, like, they'd be like, yeah, that's how it goes. But if he said to her, like, in that situation where he's convinced himself to like her personality, which is not something people want to hear.
Well, they don't want to hear what?
People don't want to hear that you dump someone because you didn't get together mentally.
Yeah, that's very insulting.
This is what I'm saying. So instead, she's like, oh, you just wanted to fuck me, and now you want to fuck a lot of women. If he was like, no, I swear, I tried to get to know you, but you kind of suck to me. Like, well, you know what I mean? Like, she would go, like, her head would explode.
She would just be like, if it's just about the sex, why wouldn't you just have sex with someone, like, go out and have sex with someone? Why do you have to, like, date me for four dates and then have
sex?
Well,
I was trying to get your personality. I really want to date someone, and I thought your personality was, like, you know, we had that one joke. And right. we kind of connected on that, so I thought I could convince myself into liking your personality. And I realized
so
I can't.
So once you did, why didn't you leave? Why did you have to have sex with me to prove that to yourself?
Well, I always wanted to have sex. Just like you always wanted a relationship.
In our ideal scenario, you would realize that after four dates without having sex with us, and then you'd leave. And
I know, but in my ideal scenario, you go, I don't want to fuck this guy. Get the fuck out of here. This is my
Maybe
point.
Maybe you can build, though.
It's not fair.
Right. I think it's a different mentality.
I know. And I'm taking the side of, like, a guy that no one wants to defend. Right. Like, I understand that. And I'm just saying, like, if there's a guy listening, you've gotten your out. You can do this. Can be your breakup if you have sex after four dates. You can go, well, I just didn't think our personalities matched. Yeah. Instead of saying,
I've had a guy say that to me.
Really?
It's terrible. Not after four dates, but after, like, a while. After, like, months.
Months?
After a few months.
Wait a minute, we told stories to each other?
No, I've had guys, like, but with, I'm saying, like with, like, toxic on and off things where they don't say, like, our personality, like, I just don't feel like I like your personality. They'd be like, there's something missing, which means that. That's the same thing that means.
All right. I think it's...
I think that means the same thing, does it not?
Something missing. Yeah, I'm not mentally connecting.
Something I
with
couldn't
you.
Put my finger on. It
the finger is like usually mentally not connected.
Right. That's the same. That's the same thing as you just said. It just said in a way that's less
harsh,
blatantly offensive.
Yeah, but lately, it's not supposed.
Right.
I just feel like I tried to get to. I tried to like your personality, but I never could. Like, that's the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
I tried to think you're hot, but I never could. That's what women are saying.
Yeah, well, one's less. Well, I think the hot thing is less offensive.
I don't know.
It's not even necessarily about hot. So usually it's not about hot. I feel like I've gone on five dates with guys who were, like, classically attractive. It was just, like, something about, like.
I just never could convince myself into your job. It kind of sucks to talk about. Like, that would be insulting.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I think that, like.
I think the discussion's interesting
because.
I think if
someone's interested in something not casual, you shouldn't have sex with them unless you're also interested in that.
Sure. I mean, that's always the response, is like a lot of women will be like, then just go out and have sex, as if there's these, like, other women out there just like floozies at a bar. Just, hey, let them in.
Aren't there, though?
If you really not really.
If you really wanted to have sex with some woman, couldn't you find someone to have sex with tonight?
If you weren't in a relationship, you wanted to have sex. I don't think that is as readily available as women want to believe is the thing. Like when you end it with some girl that always like, oh, you just want to have sex with other women. It's like, I hope to one day. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow.
That's even more insulting. It's like, you don't even know.
I'm going to go home and masturbate first.
You're dubbing me for a hypothetical?
Yeah, for a ghost that's out there.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
All right, so we're going to interpret some text. This girl writes in. She goes, long story short, this is not salvageable, right? I feel like this is how 90% of my conversations go. And then she sends us.
I forgot we were doing this.
Yeah, I knew you for, I almost forgot. And then I remembered and I added it into our today's outline.
So this is, okay. So
give us a little background about
this. Let me give it a little background and why we wanted to do this. This is what we call the deal reveal. We've been trying to get you to send yours in, and it's just tough. I think this is the toughest segment for us to explain, but the most fun one to do. Okay?
It is.
So here's what this this girl wrote to me over DM. She's like, long story short, this is not salvageable, right? Laughing emoji. I feel like this is how 90% of my conversations go. That's what Jordana just read. Okay? So that was a DM sent to me, and then she sent me the whole chat.
So if you're coming to one of our shows and you want us to interpret your screenshots of a confusing text, or you want a dating app makeover, email us at youuplive@betches.com and write the city that you're coming to and which segment you want to be a part of.
Yeah. And so she sent us, this is a Hinge conversation. Okay. And it starts with,
let's read it.
Well, we're going to read it, but I want to set it up a little bit because it starts with Hinge has prompts. So her prompt is that I recently discovered that.
And then I'll be her.
Okay.
So this is her prompt. She says, I recently discovered that I'm the only one who eats Chipotle with a spoon.
No. That's his.
Oh, that's his?
So,
oh, sorry. That his
so,
thing.
So his, she responded to his.
And she said, ha ha ha, I do too.
Okay. So he wrote, I'm the only one who eats Chipotle with a spoon. She writes back,
ha ha ha, I do too.
Now he responds, you're the first person I've found that does.
Oh my God, it's fate.
You're also cute AF.
I love a spoon. I choose to eat most things with a spoon. And thanks. Ha ha, you're cute too.
I love how this is starting. Because this is how most dating app combos start.
Right.
Where we're we're in spoon land.
Yes.
I love it.
We got to see how long this spoon thing is going to go for.
But also, be wary of the guy who separately messages about your looks.
Right. I feel like that shouldn't come out until it's like too soon for the compliments.
Liking and responding is saying, I think you're cute.
It starts off sexual.
Right. But I'm saying you don't have to say that. The app is made.
So you only need to respond to people that you already think are cute.
Yeah, you're not responding to people you don't think are cute.
Right.
So saying it is basically doing what he's doing, and I think you're cute. Ahem, ahem.
Right. Well, that's why when I was on apps, I would never respond to guys who were always like, like, you look great in that dress. Yeah, that was their first comment.
It's
right.
a bad first
yeah,
comment.
It's like, I know. It's like, I think so too. That's why I put it up. But I don't want you to say that because then I know that that's what you're looking for.
And it can only go up from there. But we'll get into the conversation. And then so she wrote back, and thanks, you're cute too. Okay. Now he writes, spoons are great. So is spooning. Spoons all around are awesome. Ha ha. We should hang out. I bet we'd have fun. Smirky emoji.
Smirky emoji.
See, he went up from yeah, your cue.
He got more sexy.
Yeah,
already.
It's just elevated a little bit. Okay, now her.
Ha ha ha. We got a big silverware fan. And ha ha ha. There's a lot of ha ha ha's.
A lot of laughs. How do you know
that? You don't know anything about me yet. And then it's like coy emoji, I guess.
Yeah, like kind of blushy face.
Yeah.
Also, she's playing too stupid.
Right.
How do you even know that? You don't know anything about me.
Would you have responded if you were her and you weren't interested in having sex with this guy immediately?
I would have stuck with big silverware fan.
Okay.
I think double texting.
Veer it away from...
Give him a chance to get over his penis.
Don't even acknowledge...
No woman should acknowledge the penis on a dating app.
Right.
Whenever you
or anything sexual in
yeah,
the beginning.
That's,
right?
That's the penis in general. Don't acknowledge his penis speaking. Only acknowledge his brain speaking. So you're the first one I found that does that. You're also cute as fuck. I love a spoon. I choose to eat most things with spoons. And then she writes, thanks, you're cute too. Take out the thanks, you're cute too.
All right. So yeah. Then he goes.
He goes, well, we're both the odd ones out who use spoons. We think the other is cute. I think we're off to a good start. What are you looking for on here? Uh-oh.
I have an idea about what he's looking for. This is definitely a good start and not looking for anything specific. Taking things as they come. Definitely fun to go out on dates or to Midtown with someone on a Saturday night. She's from the city. Who wants to go to Midtown?
It's a different city.
See where it goes. What about you?
See, her answer, I love it. Good start. Looking to go on dates.
Right.
There it is. And she's fun and flirty. Like, she's down for...
She's saying she wants to go on dates.
Yeah. So I actually live in Chicago right now. I'm a Nashville native. I'm home for a week visiting my family and interviewing to move back. So at the moment, more so casual in hopes that when I move back, I can focus on more dates, if that makes sense.
Okay, so he's saying, I'm in town for a week. I want to have sex.
Here to drop the cum off. Yeah, like that's the... Yes. And then he's like, and then he's just basically saying... Yeah, but when I'm back, we'll see what happens. It's like when you go to visit with your boss for a meeting. You're like, how about a raise? They go, we'll revisit this in the fall.
Right. Or it's like if you're looking at stuff in like a clothing store and they're like, so like, what do you think? And you're like, I think I'm going to come back later. Well, maybe I'd like it, but I'm not sure. I'm going to come back.
Sure.
I'm not coming back.
Can I wear this for a week and then, you know, bring it back and then never come back and pay for it?
Well, I for sure appreciate you being upfront about that. If you're down to go out and grab drinks or sing some karaoke, I'm also down. Ha ha ha. Where are you interviewing?
See, I love that from her. Because, again, she's down to fucking hang.
Yeah.
And she's not saying no to, like, she's attracted. Like, this is one of those.
She's saying, I understand what you're saying.
Totally.
And I'm down to go on a date.
Like, she's down for this.
Right.
Which...
She's also suggesting several options
for dates. I love everything she's doing because I also love how casual she's being on the app. Listen, this app, this podcast is all about girls. Get yours, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I so he writes, now the story changes. I'm actually at my lake house tonight. Coming back tomorrow so we could hang this week sometime. I interviewed at blank. And to be more upfront, and because I'm kind of drunk, I really want to hook up with you. I'm very attracted to you.
Okay. I'm definitely a hangout with me a few times, and then I'll rock your world kind of gal, but they say honesty is key. Smiling, laughing emoji.
I just only have a few days, you know?
This guy is getting desperate.
Do you think he's a cowboy?
Right.
I just only have a few days here, you know? I'm not the kind that's going to ghost... That means the
kind
that
goes. If you have to say it, it ain't so.
Like, I'd want to keep talking and again do dates when I move back. You should rock my world.
I like this guy because he's like, listen, like, I'm not going to murder you, okay? So, like, if that's the only thing holding you back.
But again, this is back to an earlier topic.
I'm not like the worst person you've ever met. So
you should see me in my bed naked without ever meeting me at a bar.
Absurd.
What I love is this kind of goes back to something we talked about earlier, where it's like some people are just looking to not get turned down at all and have the comfortable road to everything they want.
Right.
Girls, it's a lot of time relationships. Guys, a lot of time it's to coming. This guy wants no work.
Yeah, well, he's being very upfront.
Okay, so, you should rock my world.
Sadly, won't be your girl for that this week, but I do hope you get a good lay.
Good. I love that answer. Why not? I want it to be you and take you out when I move back. Ha ha, you said sadly, so makes me think you want to.
This guy is annoying because, like, just like girls won't take the hint when the guy is, like, not interested in dating them.
Sure.
This guy, she's not even being, like, rude or mean. She's being, like, kind of nice and, like, even, and, like, enthusiastic in, like, a sweet, almost, like, fun way.
Absolutely.
And he's not, like, taking the hint that she doesn't want to just have casual sex with him. That's what she's saying.
I've said this on this podcast a lot, you know. Good relationships is good improv. And in improv, you say yes and.
Right.
He's going, no, but. Right. He's literally saying, no, but you said sadly. So we should just fuck now. You know, like it's you're exactly right about everything you said about her because he's getting annoying to me.
Right.
It's like, dude, the hint.
It's not even a hint. It's like the.
How many guys would love to meet someone like this on a dating app? Who you go, they go, let's get drinks right now, and you go, yeah, sure. And she's like, I'm down. You're cute too. Let's go out. And this girl,
he wants to like ensure for 100% that he's gonna hook up, or otherwise he doesn't want to go.
He's at 75% right now.
That would be like if we were having this message and I was like, all right, like let's go on a date, but just so you know, like I want to get married in like 2 years, okay? Like
exactly.
Do you understand that?
And needing an answer. Well, I don't know.
Like I mean, we'll see how, like I'm happy to go out. Like we'll see how it goes. I'm like, no, like I just want you to, like I want to make sure that you want to get married in 2 years.
Like yeah, you're not well, I you know, I can't really make that decision now. I'd like to meet you first.
Like why not?
You don't think I could get married?
So, and then she goes, just a personal choice. Sex is pretty important to me and not something I do with someone I don't know that well. Like whatever emoji. No matter how attracted I am to them, I used to in college, but I got hurt a lot. If you want the honest answer. And yeah, you're hot and my type. Haha.
That's fair. I get that. I mean, I'm willing to get to know you. We can text and we can hang out. I'm here till Wednesday, maybe even longer. I might extend. Look at the story keeps changing.
I might be around for longer in case you're looking for a 2 week relationship.
Again, me being honest, I really want to see that rack. Because goddamn, I was looking forward to possibly playing with the biggest tits I would ever have played with. Ah, dude.
I can't believe she's even still responding to this. I think at this point she should have just stopped.
She asked me if she could salvage this. After the conversation happened.
I don't really understand why she would keep responding after at like, this the point, last thing he said.
It's even. Over. And at this point, you're chasing bad to get good, and it's never going to happen.
But she's responds, LMAO, well, yeah, hit me up this week, and maybe we can grab drinks. I don't understand why she would do that, but...
And then he writes, what's your number? Like it sounds like he's masturbating as he writes this. What's your number? And do you do pics? I know it's not for everyone.
I don't like, what's this? This is like regressed. What do you mean?
Nudes. Like Snapchat play. Nudes. Like Snapchat play. Like I could read this as him masturbating. I wasn't kidding when I said I've never hooked up with someone with big boobs. LOL.
Ooh, I'm not sure we're looking for really the same kind of fun.
At that point, you gotta stop answering.
Hope we find that girl this week, though. Have fun. Like she already said that.
You knew I was talking about hooking up. That's really a shame because I'm very attracted to you and was excited to get to know you. No, you weren't excited to get to know her.
I know. When you're back in town.
What?
It seems like while you're here, you just want to fuck and I don't want to waste your time. So I'm saying definitely hit me up when you're back in town.
You don't want to hang and just see what happens?
Like, that's the worst thing the guys could do. They're like, oh, like, you're so stuck
up. Now it's her fault. Yeah,
you're not just, like, fun. You don't want to just, like, go with the flow. I get the impression you're hoping to hook up and I know I won't, so probably not while you're just here visiting.
So the question becomes, then she sends it to me, is this still salvageable, Jordana?
No.
No, it's not salvageable.
This is a guy who is screaming who he is at you.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
when they say, like, when someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Maya
it's like,
Angelou.
This guy is just screaming, like, yeah, I am only here for sex at you. And you're like, but let me know when you want to go on a date.
And yeah, this guy doesn't come and then go, want to do breakfast? Like, he
right,
comes
like
and goes.
The writing is on the wall.
Wee. And then gets out the fucking right door. Yeah, and listen, I also want to make sure she knows, great work.
Yeah.
You were fun and flirty until a certain point.
Right. I think the only error you made here, I think, is continuing to even
and also
give this guy a chance after he made it very clear what he wants and you made it very clear that what you wanted and they weren't the same thing. At that point, I would have just stopped answering.
And it's okay. Like, I do think, like we said in the beginning, like his first message was like, you're also cute as fuck. It's like, yeah, it's only going to go up from there, but like maybe you wanted it to go up from there. That's okay,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's fine.
But to go...
But you, then, already, you didn't. She said, clearly, I'm looking to like go
I
on
wanted
dates.
But he could. They could have made a date and had fun and had what they both wanted if they had stopped talking
right,
like 4 minutes ago. You know, like, and then it's...
I don't think he would have like seen her, though, if he came back. Or maybe he would have to hook up, but
at
not
a certain
to date.
Point, I would have said, I'm here. Let me know where you want to. I mean, she did do that. She did do that. I'm not. Yeah, I agree. It's disappointing because you just hear this guy and it's like, please come meet me now. Like, what? How much easier did he want it?
Right.
Like
that's what I'm saying. This guy is like getting. He's like trying so hard to make this thing happen that it becomes like.
Yeah.
It becomes like offensive almost.
It is offensive.
Right.
And it's offensive to me.
You're offended by
like,
this.
I'm offended because it's like, dude, we're all fucking going on dates and you don't have to.
Right.
Like,
well, you makes you think you're so special.
Yeah, you
can just tell a girl you want to have sex and she thinks and she's going to be down immediately.
Yeah, she who are
with
you?
No deception whatsoever.
Nothing. You can't go on a Wednesday night to a karaoke bar and fucking have a good time. Like,
right.
You're above
you need
that.
To be guaranteed to be able to have sex.
It's a little bit mind-blowing, but the reason we're doing this is because I think, and I know, Jordana, you think this too, is just like, there's a little bit of comfort in knowing that this is happening everywhere
right.
and knowing, like, okay, here, what are the moves we can make to, like, be on the track
yeah.
of right? And, you know.
And I think he did her a favor by almost doing this.
Oh,
then
yeah.
She wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't have gone well.
This would have been a six-monther where they met once after fucking. Let's do some games.
All right.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl & Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Red flag or deal breaker? You go on a date and they ask you on a second date, which is a 5K run at 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
I actually think this would be fine.
Would you go?
No.
But you're fine with the ass.
I like that they're doing stuff. I like that they, like, you would have to acknowledge, like, hey, this is real stupid, but, like, we all drink afterward. Like, you'd have to make it into a time.
Right.
Like, I actually do this, like, a 5K is a nothing. Like, anyone can do
what
a 5K.
That, like, 3 miles?
Yeah. And okay. It's, like, usually those are, like, big fun events. They're much less, like, there to like do the, you know, the Ethiopian trials for the Olympics.
But you wouldn't go.
If they pursed it, if they like partied it up.
We would have to be having such a great time that I thought this guy might be my husband for me to go. But I think at the same time, it'd have to be like, listen, I'm really not a marathon person.
Sure.
Like at all.
But 5K, like there's this thing called the Broad Street Run in Philadelphia, and it's like a big party. Like I could see how this would happen with that.
I guess in that case. It's still a red flag for me.
It's a red flag.
Right. You get up early on Sundays and you do things.
Brutal.
That's a lot.
But I like that they do things.
Right.
Like, I like the thought of like, oh, we could be dating. You're out at 7 a.m. on Sunday because you got your big race. And then you go kiss on the cheek goodbye.
Oh, so you like it because it distances the two of you.
Well, it gives you, at least you have interests.
They're going to run away from you.
Have fun.
After the sex. Okay, they told you that they hooked up with someone else in their dreams.
Red flag. The fact that they're telling me about it is better than not.
You prefer them to tell you.
I prefer to be told because it's like, what happened? How do you think you got there? And it's like, where it's not told, it's like...
they're harboring this secret thought about hooking up with someone else.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know if I would tell, though, if I did that. If it was, especially if it was like someone totally random, it would seem like unnecessary and almost like a little mean to tell.
Yeah, if it's not like your boyfriend. I feel like I'm thinking of like if my girlfriend woke up and was like, I had this fucking crazy dream. And I'd be like, well, tell me about it. Like, you don't even understand. My third grade math teacher.
Right.
And I were fucking.
Well, what if it was like, that's one thing. But what if she was like, me and your friend Chad... like hooked up.
Chad? Not Chad.
Or like me and one of your friends like hooked up. Like, would you want to hear that?
I guess I wouldn't. I don't know.
If you had a dream that you hooked up with one of her friends, I don't think you'd be telling her.
I was fucking your friend.
I don't think you'd be telling her.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
I think if it was someone like so obscure that none of you are going to see at all, and like isn't close to any of you, and then I think you could tell them.
It's a deal. Yeah, you're right.
If it's like my friend or someone I'm related to, I think that's, you could keep that to yourself.
What if it's your mom? What if Mike woke up and was like, you're not going to believe this. I had the sex room about your mom.
I think that would disturb me on like a level that would make me very uncomfortable.
So you'd end it.
I wouldn't end it, but I would be like, next time you have a weird dream like that,
leave me out.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell your friend.
I guess you're right.
I believe in like a little mystery.
Sure.
In a relationship.
I mean, that's a one you could keep. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't want to hear if it was a friend.
If I had sex with like, I don't know, like a funny celebrity, I feel like that would be a funny thing to tell them. But
yeah, I guess it has to be someone you don't see on a daily or a weekly basis.
Right.
Like I have security at my building. If my girlfriend was like, yeah, I was like, dreaming about one of the security guys, like it would create a rift
right
in my,
that's what I'm saying, they have to be like far away.
Yeah. Then it's a deal breaker if it's too close to home.
What if it's a stranger? In my dream I was just at a bar and I cheated on you.
I guess I would be fine with that. Well, how about you?
I think I'm fine with it. I prefer, again, I feel like, I mean, maybe that's kind of one of the ones where it's like, do you feel like
why are you telling me?
Do you feel like you want to do? You just said you think it'd be weird if you didn't.
I know. I've changed in 2 seconds. I don't know. It's a tough one.
I think it's definitely a red flag if I know the person.
Deal breaker if I know the person. Red flag if I don't know the person.
Wow. Okay.
That's it.
Unless it's the third grade teacher, and then you're
if I could say hi to the person, it's a deal breaker, in any capacity.
That's fair. But it's not a, is it a deal breaker that they did it, or is it a deal breaker that they told you?
Told me.
Because you can't control the dream.
The dream you can't control, but telling me is you trying to get something at me.
Right.
You're trying to like
either make
create
me,
this,
it seems like mean.
Competition. It's a little bit mean. It's a little too much.
Right. I agree with that. I'm taking your answer as well.
Hi, J&J. Big fan of the podcast. I went to one of your live shows, which was amazing. Didn't know I could love the podcast even more. Thank you. I'm 25 years old and was dating my boyfriend for 7 years. When he told me not only had he cheated on me, but that the girl is pregnant and saying it's his.
This is an Usher song.
Oh, my God.
obviously I'm devastated. Thought this was the person I was going to spend the rest of my life with, so I was pretty blindsided. We have had issues with cheating before, but had been a while and we were in a really good place, or so I thought, when all this happened. It's been almost a month and I'm still having a battle of one day hating him, the next day wanting to make it work between us. I know this probably doesn't change categories as a red flag and deal breaker, but looking for some advice on what I should do. So we put this in the red flag deal breaker.
I think this is a red flag or deal
to me
breaker.
It is too.
Yeah. So I thought I put it in there because I think it's a little different than our usual ones.
Sure.
But I think the answer is pretty obvious, right? Well, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, there's a gray area in all mm-hmm. things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't necessarily believe, like, if someone cheats on you, it's immediate. Like there's always, like, you know what I mean? There's couples, there's people who are married, there's things like that where there's, like, extenuating circumstances. I don't think cheating is ever okay, but I think it's kind of like deal breaker or, like,
yeah,
or red flag, and this is an interesting scenario.
To me, so I tried saying this on one of the live shows, and I don't think I said it well,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'm ready to say it now. I don't believe in once a cheater, always a cheater.
Okay.
I do believe in once a cheater with you, always
a cheater with you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I think when people can rationalize it, they can rationalize it with the person that they're in a relationship with.
Because of the dynamics of the relationship.
Just the dynamics of the relationship and the unexplainable. Just like when we were saying earlier, when you break up with someone, you go, there's just something missing. There's mm-hmm. just something in this relationship that makes me feel better about cheating.
Right. So it's like, unless you fully address that.
Yeah. So
then that's going to keep happening.
That's why it's a deal breaker here. She said they have had cheating issues in the past.
What about if that wasn't the case? What if it was just this thing with the kid?
Doesn't no, even she seem- said that, though. We've had cheating issues right. with cheating before. So to me, like, that's the ones you know about.
Right. Well, this is like red flag or deal breaker. He's constantly cheating on me.
Yeah. Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
It's over.
Right. Deal breaker. The kid thing, extra reason. That's like your kicker for being like, okay, like, if I wasn't yeah. sure before, now I'm like, okay, this is obviously not a healthy, good thing for me to be
also,
in.
He cares so little about you that he doesn't even use protection when he cheats.
That's another good point.
Or he used protection and it broke, but, like, didn't even, like, do what, you know, like, didn't even try, it feels like. It right. just feels like he's cheating and wanting to get caught. Like, it's kind of like, oh, you know, this is kind of what he gets right. off to.
I don't think you could possibly find any way to really stay in this.
I can't either. Every time. And also, like, listen, let him go concentrate on that girl with the kid. Like, don't.
Yeah, you've now, like, if you leave this, you're also, like, removing yourself from just, like, years of, like, someone else's complete.
It's someone else's life. It's like, issues. You know, like, he's got to figure out how to live a new life. Like, he's got to figure out his new responsibilities. And those don't include you being number one. You're number, like, 12 on the list.
At this point.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So, I wouldn't walk. I would run.
Right. And every time you think about changing your mind, just listen to the crying step baby. That's just in your home that you would have to, that's now your
on
problem.
On weekends. Yeah. Now, yeah.
Just hear the sounds of that.
And we're not saying that kids aren't a beautiful thing, but, you know, it's like kids are kind of like
kids that are created from someone cheating on you while they're still with you.
It's
and
tough.
And
yeah.
I mean, that would be a tough one.
Well,
to,
I you know, I don't like, my parents would always say, I like my kids. I don't
right,
like
anyone
else's
kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that. I guess so. That's true. All right.
That's our episode.
That's our Jordana, episode.
I think we did it again.
We did. That was a good one.
If you're in the Southeast, we're coming October. We're going to be
10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, and Nashville. Get your tickets.
Assemble the group chat. I'm going to be Appleton, Wisconsin, Vegas. I'm in Vegas right now, so if you want to come out, please. I would love that. And we'll be back next episode.
Let's do it.
Bye.
Betches.